to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today we're going to share a little bit about the next steps in our beekeeping journey. As you may recall, we recorded an episode about losing all of our honeybees to hive beetles and our determination to replace them and start over in keeping bees. So we've done some work since we last talked about that toward that effort.
Yep, we have. We've been fortunate that the weather has just been so nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was outside in short sleeves today.
Yeah, it's been like in the 50s all weekend. We've had sunshine. This is the first week of January. We'll take it.
Absolutely.
So we're taking full advantage of that time because more than likely it won't stay this way. So we kind of started looking at a new bee yard.
Yes, we walked around the property and scoped out where we might want to put bees. We're not going to put them in the same place exactly, mostly to get away from the potential for the hive beetles, even though we will treat the ground there, but the potential for hive beetles to have burrowed and have larvae in the ground there. And it was also getting too shady for them there.
Yeah.
So we've picked a new site that we believe will be a good one.
Yeah, it's a nice sunny site and it's right in the corner of our orchard, which will be great for the orchard.
Yes.
Because the honeybees love the peach blossoms and cherry blossoms and apple blossoms.
I mean, I love those.
I do too. But the bees will be all over them and that'll be handy for them. Now, the only disadvantage of that is when you go to pick the fruit, sometimes you may have a lot of visitors of honeybees.
But you might.
We're beekeepers, so that's okay.
We'll work that out.
Yeah, no problem.
But we needed to have them in a location where you weren't going to disturb them when you mow.
Right, and that is a big issue.
And that they had a little bit of protection from wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're protected on the north side.
Right, and yet had some sun.
Yeah.
So I think we have located...
it's pretty good, and it's high up. It's kind of up. We have some ridges and stuff on our property. So it's a high spot, so it should have good drainage.
It should. And I'm also going to either build or order, probably we will build, some hive stands. We did have them on bricks on the ground, so they were pretty close contact to the ground, and we're going to get them up off the ground. Yeah. So I think that will help as well as better treatment. Mm-hmm. So we picked the location, and then we still, unfortunately, had some of that cleanup to do the old stuff.
Yeah. Almost all of the old stuff was still in the bee yard.
And you spent some time dealing with that.
I did. Yeah, I did that today. It was nice weather, and I had the time to do it. And it was sad.
Yes.
It was sad to go back to the bee yard and have all of these hives that were ruined. I mean...
Yeah.
What honey was in there was fermented and smelled bad. And of course, over the time that the bees have been gone, mice have started to get in. I mean, it's a nice warm place with some food in it. Great nesting places for mice. So they had mice in them. It was not fun.
It was gross.
Yeah, it was really gross.
But we are destroying that old equipment, the vast majority, just to be sure that we're not carrying it over.
Which is sad and expensive.
Any more pests into our new colonies that will come in the spring.
Yep. So today I collected brood boxes and frames and bottom boards and all the parts, and basically just about every bit of it will be destroyed. There are a few of the honey supers that I will save those and make probably potato planters because they're really good for that.
Yes.
So I'll probably make planters out of them. But none of that equipment can be used for bees.
Right. And we, like you said, we are going to repurpose what we can of that in keeping with our approach to maintaining our farm and business. But we also recognize there's a time that it is more beneficial in the long run just to burn it up.
Yeah, because we're not sure if there's larvae. More than likely there is. We know that there were some wax moths, and that stuff just needed to be destroyed.
So when she talks about destroying by fire.
Oh, yeah.
I looked out the window. I was doing some other kitchen experiments, which we'll get to in a little bit, while you were outside burning. But I looked out.
I love to burn, by
the window. And there was a large,
tiny little flame.
A large fire. Flames shooting into the air.
Oh, no.
10 feet into the air.
Maybe.
Maybe more.
Maybe.
And your one rule is always,
don't burn down the house.
Don't burn down the house.
I had it under control.
I would prefer that you also not burn down the woods.
Right. And I have caught it on fire a couple times. Some of the grass.
But the risk at this time of year is that all of the hoses are drained and unhooked.
Uh-huh. I had water out there, though.
She had a couple of little
watering cans. I had my
a little can. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Stomping out 10 to 12 foot flames with boots.
Oh, no, I just stomped out the small ones.
Uh-huh. And you may think I'm exaggerating about the size of these flames, but if you check our Facebook page, she put documentation out there.
It was cool.
Yeah. The weird thing was, one of those shots that you had of flames, the flames really look like the outline of a cat.
Yeah, it really does.
I think you can tell in the composite picture.
I'll post just that picture so that it's kind of like an ink blot test. So we'll see what you see. But, you know, we see cats maybe more than the average people do.
Right.
But it did look like a giant orange cat.
First thing, that's what I saw.
Okay, well, so it got so big and hot because I'm burning pine boxes with wax. So it was like burning a bazillion candles.
And when I inquired about this fire.
Yeah, you didn't trust me, I don't think.
I wanted to know why you couldn't burn maybe a few less bazillion candles at a time. To maybe keep it a bit smaller and more in control.
I know, that's silly though.
Now, I will admit it is now about 5 hours later and the fire is out.
Yeah, it's out.
And it did not burn anything it wasn't supposed to.
No. Well, I guess I lost a few of my eyelashes, but
that's pretty typical that's when you're burning.
Typical, yeah. I've lost my eyebrows, my eyelashes,
yeah,
my hair. Not all my hair, but I've singed it lots of times.
So that task is complete.
Yeah, that's one phase. Now we have more boxes that we need to.
We need to get rid of. Yes, either determine if they can be reused, if they need to be destroyed, if they can be cleaned and reused.
But those were the diseased ones.
Yes, those are the ones we knew.
Yeah, those are the ones that were problems. So those are gone. And the next step then will be to treat the ground.
Yes, we will do a ground treatment where those were, just so that they won't migrate to the new location. We'll build some hive stands so they'll be up off the ground. But maybe the most fun was ordering new bees.
Right. So, you know, it's a bad thing, but the good part of that is we have new girls coming.
We do. And that's something that we didn't realize when we first got into beekeeping, but it's now. It's January when you plan for the upcoming year, because you order your package bees in January. And those arrive then in late April, early to mid-May, depending on the weather, where they're coming from, and the supplier. But that's when we will install bees. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking about getting bees, do it now. Don't order wait early
because they will sell out.
They will. You will not get bees if you wait until May to think about it. So get them now. While you were outside burning and doing that ugly, nasty cleanup project, I did some fun kitchen experiment. We had a request from some customers about granola and granola bars.
I love granola.
And high energy compact food. So I started with a pistachio crunchy granola bar today. We did a taste test ourselves.
Of course, we had to.
It was required.
We want to make sure it's safe.
And oh my.
Delicious.
That's tasty.
Very tasty.
So the key will be whether or not they hold together well, how long they last.
Mine didn't hold together for very long.
Well, you ate it.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's true.
But it didn't have a lot of crumbly crumb to it, a little bit.
No.
So I'll have to work on packaging, and I'm then going to experiment with some chewy granola bars.
That will be good.
And some additional flavors. So I'm excited about playing in the kitchen.
I'm excited about the granola because I love it.
Oh, it just feels
healthy.
It'll
be a nice option for us to have for people that don't eat scones.
Right.
And we have a lot of athletes that buy our products, especially the balms. And that'll be a nice product to be able to have available for them. High energy, delicious. Whole food.
Yes.
Yum.
That's the other thing I like about doing this is I can control what goes into it and what doesn't. And for these granola bars, well, and even for any granola bars I produce, there are going to be high quality, whole food kinds of ingredients and nothing that you can't pronounce.
No, no chemicals.
No preservatives.
No
none
preservatives.
Of that. So I'm looking forward to doing more of those experiments.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to eating those experiments.
And I'm sure we have other people who will volunteer.
We always do.
We do.
It's a surprise to me.
Yes.
Every time we post like a new scone or some kind of new food product, we have lots of people that volunteer to be taste testers.
Yeah, go figure.
I don't know why.
Me either. So that's just a little bit, shall I even say a taste, of the things that we're doing as we spend this January in a business sabbatical.
Mm-hmm. But prep for the future.
Absolutely. So stay tuned because there will always be new things here.
There will be, for sure. So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.